Right now, let's go ahead and determine the biggest show coming to town.
Making a list. We're checking it twice. We're going to find out who's hot and who's ice. It's the biggest show that's coming to town.
Brought to us by Bud Light. We have five candidates this week for the biggest show. Starting tonight and working its way through the end of the year at the magnificent Windspear Opera House in downtown Dallas. It is the traveling Broadway production of South Pacific.
Okay.
It's huge.
Okay, we've moved on from that note.
Sorry.
Some of the songs in this aren't bad. I don't think this is a web musical.
This will be great at the Windspear.
I bet it would.
That's such a great venue. That's where we need to do our 20th anniversary party. Ticket.
No, I don't know about that.
Let's get there first.
Well, I'll hang from that chandelier.
So I'd never seen any Broadway musical until Halloween when we were up there in New York that weekend and we saw Wicked. I hate to admit it, but I loved it.
I know. Wicked was good.
Really entertaining. Mm-hmm.
We'll never publicly admit this sort of gayness, but I think musicals are cool.
Yeah.
Broadway shows are great.
Mm-hmm. Pretty badass thing. Pull that off.
I saw Titanic on Broadway. That was awesome.
Did you?
Yeah. I mean,
they changed the ending, though, didn't they? Didn't the ship not hit an iceberg or something like that?
Yeah, and they all water skied at the end.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Wakeboarding.
Mm-hmm. No, they made a ship sink on stage. It was incredible. The props that they had were just unbelievable.
That sea monster part was pretty cool, too.
What was the sea monster part?
I don't remember that.
Oh, sorry. Wrong musical.
Sean, we've got high-level broadcasting going on here.
I know.
All right?
It's brain surgery. No, we don't. You're doing fine.
Anyway, South Pacific is here at the Windspear for the next couple of weeks, starting tonight. So that's a big show.
Mm-hmm.
That's the traveling Broadway production of said South Pacific. Candidate number two. And we get real country music intensive from here on out this week.
Well,
it's a very big country week. Candidate 2, tonight at the Bass Performance Hall in Fort Worth, Wynonna.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Wynonna.
Also known as Wynonna Judd.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. That's stupid, yes.
She and I had a very...
Yeah, there's some story about her coming up here to the Wolf in our building. Uh-huh. And you had an interfacing with her and got her to sign a magazine, or
I went up there to meet her because I heard she was up there. Their morning show back then let me come up there and just sit in on their interview with her.
And had they already brought her in on the whale stretcher when you got there, or was that
she did not come in on the stretcher? She was very nice.
Wow, she's been fat first.
She was very nice and she has a great voice.
That's she has a great man voice.
Good personality.
No,
so in real life, how big was she? Was she tall? Wide.
Yeah, she was pretty tall.
Pretty wide?
I'd say 5'8"-ish, 5'9"-ish, maybe.
Tall or wide?
Maybe 5'10"-ish. And no, she wasn't
that wide she was? 5'10"?
No, Jeez. How tall she was. And she was very nice.
You think she ever shook her fist at God in her teenage bedroom that she shared with Ashley?
Well, I don't know about that.
Ashley may have... so hot.
Yeah.
And Mama's so hot.
Yep.
What happened?
Good question.
That's why she was punching her pillow.
Gestational diabetes? I don't know. I don't know what causes.
That's so cruel.
I think they have different daddies.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, so there's the problem.
There's your problem right there.
Well, she hasn't done much lately, although she...
I'm trying to provoke you, George.
Terrible.
She did release a new album in 2009 called Sing Chapter 1. Not done that well.
Turn this up. Well, I could have given up. That is a man singing.
No. This isn't one of her better songs.
No. She was involved. This is me searching my memory banks live on the air. She was involved in some sort of sexual harassment suit.
Yeah.
Against her own housekeeper, female housekeeper. Oh. That, she's laughing. Her and her husband had hooked up with the housekeeper or were trying to pin her down or something.
Mm. Let me see if I can help you out here.
Please.
Yeah, because this is a pretty strong. So if we can back up,
I'm doing really well. I haven't shown a crack in this foundation yet. But
I mean, your trail off wasn't an indication that you had nothing.
No, sir.
No. Fit your fist in that crack.
Come on.
She's described that she has a severe dependency on food. Is that the story you're talking about?
Every human being does.
Yeah. Big, strong Jeremy.
That's how we live.
Okay, in 2007, her former bodyguard was arrested for sexual assault of a child.
No, that's not the one I'm thinking of.
Well, I don't see your story.
Nice, nice story, Gordon. No.
It's a great story. Why don't you tell it again?
All right, I will.
But you get it right.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Candidate number three, biggest show coming to town this week, Wednesday night at the Bass Performance Hall in Fort Worth. Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers.
All the gold.
I like their gun. I don't know about their music.
Stupid.
Any more cowbell.
Gosh, your cowbell player is kind of overpowering.
And
you.
Tell your drummer to tone it down just a little bit. I've never heard this recording before.
I don't either. We need to pull that cowbell down in the mix a little bit.
Wrong here.
They've just released a new album.
Little school bell.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they had not put out an album since 1991, but this year they put out the album called The Pilgrimage with the hit single Johnny Cash Is Dead and His House Burned Down.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Whoa. Why do they hate Johnny Cash?
Step on his grave.
I don't know. Well, good. I hope it does well.
Thought I heard somebody hit a bad chord in that song, too, there.
I've also met Larry Gatlin before. Very nice guy.
Listen, see if you can hear somebody hit the wrong note on this Peavy Mantis.
Oh, gosh, geez. Yeah.
Oh.
That was an unnecessary bass flourish.
Candidate number four, biggest show coming to town.
Let me ask you about this. So how many hits did the Gatlin brothers have?
A lot. No.
Why do we only have this one?
Their number one singles included Houston Means I'm One Day Closer to You.
Mm-hmm. Too long of a title.
All the Gold in California.
Okay, we're
familiar with that.
We know.
I Just Wish You Were Someone I Love.
Whoops. Still need to shorten these titles.
Nighttime Magic. And that's it for number one hits.
And I don't know any of
this one. With the cowbell.
It's harmonized, George.
Okay, that's enough.
All right, candidate number four, biggest show coming to town this week. Friday night at Billy Bob's, the Randy Rogers Band.
Hey, now we're talking country music.
This is their best song.
You're crazy. We got Randy Rogers in there.
This is Randy Rogers, isn't it?
No.
This is early Randy Rogers.
Yes, very early.
The great Randy Rogers. Listen, if you've never seen him in concert, you are missing out. It is a great show.
Ah, yes. Crank it.
Damn it, Jared.
Crank it, yeah.
I know we got some Randy Rogers in there.
You'd vote them over the Rolling Stones.
We've had him on before, and I did not vote for him because I vote correctly each time.
I played chicken with the train blade, chicken with the train blade.
That's the great Brady Black.
Stop it. We have Randy Rogers in there.
Yeah, play some real Randy Rogers.
That's
Psycho
no,
Dave.
That was
keep
Cowboy
going,
Troy.
They put on a great live show. I liked him before I saw him live. Once I saw him live, he was my instant musical hero.
Stop
and always
stalking him.
They haven't called the FBI on you yet?
He is so creeped out by you.
They love me.
And there's a chance you'll go to this show, I bet.
Oh, what do you mean a chance? I go and see him every year at Billy Bob's. Absolutely.
So it's guaranteed you're going to be there.
Guaranteed.
So the Jovenator will be in attendance.
Thank
and
God.
I also will guarantee you that one of Randy's bandmates will turn to him on the tour bus after they look out the window and say, "Hey, Randy, your girlfriend's here again." There's George out there with his Randy Rogers t-shirt on and your little Brady Black pennant or whatever.
It's no different than you hounding James McMurtry.
James McMurtry is a close personal friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
We went to school together.
Or your hounding of the old 97's lead singer, Red Miller.
He has a name, sir. It's Red Miller. He also is a close friend of mine. We do a lot of charity work together.
Never leave him alone.
Your Randy Rogers thing is a sexual thing, and you know it.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You're always out there in your cheap jort miniskirts and your lipstick.
In fact, I would challenge to say that I am better friends with Randy and Brady than you are with Rhett Miller. What do you think about that?
First name basis.
That's the weirdest challenge ever.
Well, because you're...
How are we supposed to prove this?
We don't even know
because your challenge is, well, I'm best friends with Rhett.
I never said... I said we do some charity work together. Wait, back up.
Wait, crank up Brady there.
All right.
He is the greatest fiddle player in the world.
Wow, now how could anybody possibly...
Red Miller is.
Red Miller is.
What about Yo Mama?
It's Yo-Yo Ma, and he's a cellist, you dill.
That's a great show there Friday night.
It says here this is their farewell tour. What's going on there?
No, they're in studio right now recording the new CD that's due out.
Here's my favorite Mr. Randy Rogers song.
Paul Worley is their producer on this.
Paul Warfield. God, that's cool.
You watch. Their next CD will be Mammoth that comes out here in a couple of months.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, it will.
Won't be as big as James McMurtry's.
Don't know if that's
play the
really
other
good
Randy
measures.
Rogers song, Jer.
Who's this?
On a warm summer's eve.
Randy Rogers. Play Randy Rogers, the other song.
Bangkok.
There you go.
Okay, you guys have your fun.
No, that's not it. Play the other one.
Hang on.
Yeah, you're doing well in there, Jer. This is great. Yeah.
Look at that great Brady Black on fiddle.
That's not Brady
so
Black.
Strong.
Brady can play circles around Charlie Daniels.
Do you think so?
Whoa.
Absolutely.
Man, have you seen Charlie Daniels play fiddle lately?
Yeah,
first of all, he looks like some sort of jug band Santa Claus. And then when he plays,
he
plays exclusively in the key of J sharp.
Tone's not really important to him either.
No, it sounds like a thousand souls crying out in pain.
And suddenly silence.
All right, yes. Candidate Obi-Wan. Number five. Biggest show coming to town this week. Saturday at Billy Bob's, Cross Canadian Ragweed.
That's another big show.
Cody, what's his name?
Canada.
Cody Canada, yeah.
This isn't one of the... This is okay.
That's what we got.
Okay.
Never thought once about thinking it over. Feel like you're the only one. Is ever been in a bad situation?
Just stop over that.
Oh, yes.
Cross Canadian Ragweed.
Hold on, get the strokes going. I'm going to dance my
Oklahoma
ex-loving ass off.
Let's tear out my shoes for a while.
That's a big back-to-back there for the greatness of Billy Bob's.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Five candidates is a candidate one tonight through the end of the year at the Windspear South Pacific. Candidate two tonight at the Bass Hall, Winona. Candidate three tomorrow night at the Bass Hall, Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers.
Bangkok.
Candidate four, Friday at Billy Bob's, Randy Rogers Band. Or candidate five, Saturday at Billy Bob's, Cross Canadian Ragweed. Ja.
Well, let's see. They've got the greatest fiddle player in the world, the greatest guitarist in the world,
and
the greatest singer-songwriter since Willie Nelson. Clearly, the Randy Rogers Band.
You got to know.
That's Kenny Rogers.
All right, Sean. Oh, sorry, Gordo. Well, I'm used to skipping your vote because you never take it seriously.
I think he's taking it more seriously today.
There's no way.
That's right. Because I'm here solely to vote against Randy Rogers.
Idiot.
So I'm going to vote for South Pacific at the Windspear because I'm going to be there front and center.
Oh, yeah, that's a big show.
Heckling the cast and crew.
Now voting Crast for Rich Phillips, we have Sean Bass.
I, too, am voting for South Pacific.
Okay. Big, strong Jeremy.
For your
congrats.
What? The Smith?
The Smith? They're coming down? Yes! How soon is now, baby?
They're not on the list.
William no, is South really Pacific. Nothing.
All right, Fernando?
I'm going with South Pacific.
Well, we're all gay.
Boy, you are.
Man.
That's going to be a great show.
Let's all leg wrestle
naked.
Yeah, I'm
sure the 27-year-old sitting out. Around the bar is going to be saying, hey, South Pacific's
maybe
in town.
Maybe they need to get a little culture.
Well, maybe you need to shut up.
Hip station.
Hey, watch that.
My vote would be for Cross-Canadian Ragweed. Not that I'm big in the country scene, but they seem to win a lot of awards. But I'm outvoted. 4-1. Biggest show tonight through the end of the year at the Wind Spirits, the traveling Broadway production of South Pacific.
That's I hope outrage. They do How Soon Is Now.
It's an outrage.
I'm going to be there. I hope they do all the Morrissey songs and Smith songs.
That's the top of the second half.
Yeah, here it is. This is it. They kind of do a mashup of these two songs. Crank it up, Jer.
All right, I'm defeated. Gordo's Corner's next.
In Gordo's Corner, I have a disturbing tale of almost death.